Start your day the Toway, Northwest London, Monday, 3rd of Iyar, 24th of April, Dine Avraham Deutsch, Eating in Public. This week's Torah is sponsored by family Freifeld, Lichvat Simchat Bar Mitzvah of Moshe Freifeld, who took place last Shabbos, he rotzen shisko, harob, uskenob, rab nacha, semenu, mekol yotzei, chalotzeihem.
Shus Moronim Rabbonim Raboisai, Shus Kolakala Kodesh is the Shus the Yishiv Rosh, from Derech HaTorah, and all Chavrai the Kedisha, Shenimtsoim Po, Shainim Nimtsoim Po, Sanur the Kazach, Sechtes the Acheretz, a Braise, Lo Oilom, Lo Oilom, Tia Noe Beknisoso, Yino Betsiyoso. What does it mean, Noe Betsiyoso, Yino Beknisoso? Noe. But Victor Miller used to say, when you come home, make sure you have a Danish and an apple prior to entering your house. Because sometimes people come with the full steam from the engine of the car. Come with the full steam inside. It's the enorbic nisosai, enorbic siosai. But automatic cars, you have to say a different marshal, Vesach Nisht. But the idea is, enorbic nisosai, enorbic siosai, when you leave, unvinshin a good tag, have a great day. That's Norbik Nisosi, Norbik Tziyosi, to show the noes, noel of one of the mitzvahs. Like we have a beautiful asterisk, a person shouldn't stand leave the house, yoitze tzizayin, shouldn't stand come back, yoitze tzizayin. Norbik Nisosi, Norbik Tziyosi. But it could be a different pshat. Norbik Nisosi, and Norbik Tziyosi, we enter the besmedrish, we enter our homes of Norbik Tziyosi. Sometimes we go out, either it's to work or it's to askonis. But Norbitziyosai, a person before he leaves has to be Noi. When you come back, also has to be Noi. But when you're heading out, doing the chelik of the Zvulon and the chelik of Yisocha, both have to be the dag of Norbitziyosai and Norbitziyosai. So Ashreichem Atoim Chalkeichem, that over here the whole Metzias from the Chavrai Kedisha. As the Heilige Chofetz Chaim says, that the whole idea of davening b'tzibur is in order to have a chavrai kedisha that you learn before and after davening. That's the idea, one of the main ideas, the themes of davening b'tzibur. Unbelievable chiddush of the Chofetz Chaim. So over here, you're mekayim the nor b'knisosai, nor b'tziyosai. I was asked to touch on a certain topic, and I'm going to try b'seyata d'shmaya to do the best. I loshen avineinu, just to touch a little bit of the nekudas that might be nogea, and I'm not here to paskan any shailas, just to be moira the reid v'shteit rashoinim achoinim bavli the neira de kazach. It happened a teacher of a kala told the kala to come to him after she went to the mikveh. And he was mekayim with her, dvorim magunim, knusach agmin tchilo. This kala got married. Many years later, she got divorced. And now, as we speak, she wishes to marry a kohen. There's Av Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, of a very prominent city, that he wishes to be matir this woman to marry a kohen, and she has the kohen in mind due to the fact that she came up saying the story that was mentioned. The Beis Din have different rayas on this person, documentary and adias, but only from 2 years host the story. In any event, this Rosh Bezdin, he feels that if there's one more Eidus, even though this Eidus is an Ager Bedova, even though this Eidus is an Isha, and even though the Eidus is Lachazman, even though the Eidus there's no other Reis, Imkel Zeis, if there's Epis Vos Noch Eidus, if there's a different type, one other Raya, that this person is categorized to be in this Matzav of Choshet Barayis, that it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Ramon, Choshem Mishpat, and in Ebenezer, even though we don't have Klor Eidus, but Choshet Barayis he is, then he wants to be matir this Isha due to the fact that there weren't Kosher Eidim by the Chasana. That this person himself, he was the aid. He was the aid by the night of the Chasana after he did his Maisa. So we have a musig of being matir, someone who is considered for many years Eishas Ish, to be matir to not stam l'shuk, or even to a koyim, because there's this musig. In my personal opinion, this is going way and beyond all boundaries that a rabbinical authority can permit themselves in the past 100 years, in any event, 150 years. But this fellow, he feels that he wants to do it, and he's also actually running as a candidate for the coming chief rabbi of Israel. Another case that happened mamish this past year, Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael. As a fellow, he has a grocery, a big grocery, and he sells every day to many yeshivas boxes and packages of vegetables. The shliach, the messenger on his motorbike that delivers these vegetables, told me personally that the owner of the grocery tells him to go to the shuk, to the marketplace. He gives him a list what he has to buy, and he delivers it to the yeshivas. This grocery has a very respectable heksha. What's bought in the marketplace, if it's kosher or not, I don't know. But in any event, it definitely doesn't have this level of a heksha. In any event, the yeshivas have their 9 yards. What is the din as far as buying in this store of this grocery? He has a big heksha, but you know that he's machshil many yeshivas that are paying top dollar. In the meantime, they're getting a far less of a heksha. Meaning to say that he's choshed b'shvias, arrived. Not only that we have to find the din, that person's choshed b'shvias on himself, that there's dinim, but if a person's choshed b'shvias, that of his machshil others, who says he has an emunah on his store himself? And so to the messenger. The messenger says, above this, he goes once a week to the house of the Mashgiach. He lives wherever he lives. And he signs him on all the paperwork, if he was there, if he wasn't there, that he delivered.
It's a fault of the Rav who gave the Heksha.
I'm sorry?
It's a fault of the Rav who gave the Heksha. Not my problem. The Rav's problem.
You want to sit in Gehenna with the Rav together? What's that? What are you gonna say?
It's not my problem. It's two different Heksherim. It's a problem.
I say, if a person eats a Heksher, you always should see what happens if the Heksher is not good. Uh-huh. This Rav, do I want to sit with him in Gehenna or not?
No.
Depends who he is. The Rabbanan, I don't mind sitting with him in Gehenna. No. If he's a tzaddik yisodoylon, and he's a malach, and the heksha is a good heksha, as far as I know, is the question is who's behind it.
Good heksha means you pay a lot for it.
I'm sorry.
Good heksha means you pay a lot for it. Doesn't mean it's. Huh? Yeah. How was the Rob checking?
Let's go. It's a different topic. We're not. Lemaisa, there's a chshad sai eidus. Aidus of Achshad Aidus on the Shliach and so to Achshad on the store. So we find Apostle Aidus, Dinim, was a Bodan Rambam Raivet, Kapei Choshud B'dinim Ominis, Choshud B'Yisurim, and Choshud B'Arayas. There's another Musig in Ganzen, that this idea is l'chura not affiliated with the Aveira. It's not affiliated with the Aveira. A person doesn't do Yisurim of Achila. He's not machshel other people with Achila. And he is not doing Yisurim of Arayas. It's not a shayla of Mominis. State Mishnah, not less than a Mishnah. It's not Kol sheyeshna b'mikro b'mishnah b'derech eretz loy b'meiro yuchayta. But somebody chuta mishulas meir enoket. But kol she'ein loy b'mishnah b'derech eretz ein ela min yishuv ein min yishuv. To be considered to be min yishuv, you have to have three dargas: mikro, mishnah, and derech eretz. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayos explains, derech eretz means that you're hanging around the right people. You're hanging around the right people. You have good chaburas, like the Torah and others. You're hanging around the right people. You're not hanging around chaburas that are not their heretz. Only somebody that has these three, yishuv oylam. If otherwise, it's not yishuv oylam. It's not considered to be someone that is helping society. Zog the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Not only does is in loy b'mikra mishnah einim in yishuv, he's posel in eidus. Tona Rabbanon, Oichel Bashuk, Harei Zidoy Melekelef. V'yesho Imrim, Pasul Eidus. Ne'er de Kazach. On this din, Oichel Bashuk, Doy Melekelef, V'yesho Imrim, Pasul Eidus. The Rambam, Paskin Zisaloche, thank you very much. The Rambam, Paskin Zisaloche, and Shulchan Aruch, Ledino, that a person who's Mavuzer, and he acts in the way, in public, b'fnei kol ha'om, loshen ha'ramba, b'fnei kol ha'om, loshen ha'shulchan aruch, then he has a din that he's for sure going to be oyv an averes. He couldn't care less if he's caught on saying testimony that's not true, and therefore psula eidus, psula eidus, ha'oichel b'shuk. So what is considered to be this parasha of oichel b'shuk that you find this halacha of a psulaidus? It's more than an eid kazach, loshen Rambam. You have to understand the Rambam, then you have to understand the Rashi. Bzuin, psulin leidus. What bzuin? Him anoshim shahoilchin for oichlin b'shuk. Lifnei kolom. Hoilchin, he's walking, and he's eating in the marketplace. Lifnei kolom, in front of the entire tzibur. Unbelievable thing. Zog the Sma, if you don't have all these tnoim, he's not going to be considered to be a posulatus. Posulatus is only if he's eating, walking, in public, in a marketplace. What's not considered to be this daga? A tamat chocha. Dine de gemore, toisves. And as I pass the halach on the ma'isa, Rabbeinu Yoina, he brings the Gemara in Shabbos, Tamat Chochem, that acts berabim, not the way he's supposed to be. Chay misa b'day shemayim, the Gemara in Shabbos. And Rabbeinu Yoina brings it. Chay misa b'day shemayim. So if a person who's a Tamat Chochem, he, in any event, has to act far above the regular tzibur. So you have to understand who's considered this Tamat Chochem, and what dinim does it have, kapei eidus, and what does it mean, bechlal, this bzuin, and these dagas of anoshim hoilchim? Why do you need all these tnoim? Loshon Rashi, the kivan she'ina min ha'yishuv, this fellow, he's not min ha'yishuv, he's not a regular miyushuv deka fellow, part of the tzibur, in makpid al atzmoi, he's not makpid on savein l'boishes, has no busha, v'chen oichu b'shuk, he's the same idea. Hoil vein makpid al kvoidoi, you have to understand all these lashoynes. Rashi says there are six or seven lashoynes of things that you need to be considered to be a boish. The Rambam says an unbelievable sprach. What's the issa? Shekol elu chashuvin kekelev. Someone who eats barabim is choshev kekelev. Ve'einan makpidim alei d'sheker. It's Shulchan Aruch brings this lashon Rambam. The Rambam learns the Gemara. It's not two different halachas. Oich l'shuk doim l'kelev. And there's another halacha also. Someone acts like a mavuzah. Pasaleidus. Oich l'shuk is choshev kekelev. He himself is a kelev. Oich l'shuk doim l'choshev kekelev. He himself is a caliph. And this dog, he's Pasalaitis. So how do you understand, why does the Rambam have to say a big chiddush that he's not only he's Pasalaitis, but he's Choshev Kekelev, and therefore he's Pasalaitis. How do you understand? It's Yedua. I heard this 40 years ago, 35 years ago, from Rabbi Avigdor Miller. Unbelievable. They asked him, are you allowed to eat Barabim a cookie? You walk in the street, I'd eat a cookie. So, are you allowed to eat a cookie, Rabbi? He said, you're a cookie, then you're a puppy. So there's a musik of being a dog, and there's a musik of being a puppy, a dog. Is this din, halacha l'maisa, not halacha l'maisa, and how do we apply it in our lives? A big chiddush on Rabbi Chaim Brisker, Rabbi J.B. Soloveitchik, brings from Rabbi Chaim Brisker, major chiddush, he's the makor from this yisoid. Rabbi Chaim Brisker was machadash, somebody that eats cake, he eating kugel, and you continue eating one piece, two pieces, three pieces. And it was a long davening, the chazan zachfayim gegoggled. You come into the kiddush, you have poshet 6-7 pieces of cake, it's givaltik. And according to all the poiskim, the pashtus, pasah baba kisnin, you're going to have to go ahead and be keveya abirchas hamozen. This is a kviya suda. Zok tepchaim briska, major kiddush. Anything that initially people are not kaveh sud on it, you're never going to be mechuy b'chas hamazon. A big chiddush. So from now on, the oilam ki start being briska. Don't start not say b'chas hamazon. Briska, b'chaim briska, zogt a chiddush that if initially people are not kaveh sud on cake, people are not kaveh sud on kugel, for sure not, is the pshat is this achila can never be mechayev b'chas hamazon. Only achila that it's a musag of kaveh suda, like you would say mezoinus rolls, that is a musag of kaveh suda if you eat enough mezoinus rolls, then it would be a shay. Or but something that initially wouldn't be, the oilam it's not considered to be. I don't want to go into the pizza shay, that's the yisoid from Abchaim Ris. Now meila, if you, it's a big Mail it's toy for Klal Yisrael, because we have big kedushim, and if it comes Rosh Hashanah, what's the Shai Lagoyis HaKiddush and Yom Toivim, what's the pshat Klal Yisrael's makel? According to Reb Chaim Brisker, it's a big yisoid, a big chiddush. Somebody that goes b'shus harabim, he's going b'shus harabim, and he's having this kugel and these cakes and the crackers, and he's eating b'fnei kolam, hoylech b'shuk, hoylech b'shuk, v'oichel. What's the shir? He's not considered to be a kelev? Maybe he's not considered, but he's definitely a bear. Huh? Maybe he's not a dog, but a bear is a zicha. What's his daga? How would you learn it? How would you explain it? A noyedek a chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam state, and Toysus, often a Toysus, and the Rishonim bring the Rabbeinu Tam, so the Rosh, that if din von oichel b'shuk doim l'kelev is only by pass. Only by pass. The question is, how you make the pass? How you make the licorice, you have to make maybe a mezoinus of a pass. Does pass mean only something you're going to be kaveh sud on, and otherwise not? So what is the difference? So if you're going with a hamburger, or with even without a hamburger, just the bagel, and it's a moitzi, then you're going to be considered a kelev, posolatus. But shenkein, if you're in the street, and eating a mezoinus bagel, or they're eating something that's considered to be cake, and as I get that from Pasa Baba Kisson, then you're not going to be considered to be a kelev. How do you learn these halachas? How do you done this thing? What's considered to be a kvias? Talmud Chochem. What do you consider to be a Talmud Chochem? What's a Talmud Chochem? Talmud Chochem is showing b'chol mokim v'ineloi. Here you have halachas from a Talmud Chochem. All these dinim, a Talmud Chacham has to make sure not to do any of them. Any of them. A Talmud Chacham has to be above. Lefnim Yishur HaSadim. At Kedekach, Zog the Gemara B'Metzia, that a Talmud Chacham that owns a business and you have a poyel who messes up, he's working for you in your insurance company, he's a real estate company, and this guy messed up this week, none of us. Instead of checking out these five properties, he didn't check it out well, didn't check the liens, now the business has gewaltige gezahlt, $1.5 million, he made a loss for the business. Now, you have to give him his weekly wage. And you have to tell him, my dear friend, you're going to have to pay up this $1.5 million. There are two types of people. There's a Talmud Chochem and there's a regular fellow. Och ha-tzadikim tishma v'anielchu b'derech tovim. No yedi kazach. A pashta guy, Amoretz, he's going to take him to court, he's going to take him to Beis Din, he's going to start fighting, he's going to fire him. And could be, I'm not going to have tainus in him because Amoretz ain't him in a yishuv. He's anyway possible. Ayid was his ayalachid. If he wants to do b'fnim yishur asadin, then he's going to tell him, my dear friend, I'm not paying you this week. I'm not ready to pay you this week. I'm not going to go ahead and put you in foreclosure. I'm not going to go ahead and throw you out of your apartment and take you this $1.5 million, but I'm going to still pay you for the loss that you gave me. Then I'm not going to do. Then you have a Talmud Chochem. The highest level that he goes at, he pays them for this week. Goes at the Loshan of the Gemara, they had 12 barrels of wine, and he was a poshe on the barrels. He made a hefset, all the 12 barrels went leibot because he took the barrels too fast. Not only though, he's not machayev him to pay for the 12 barrels, he also pays them for the few hours that he worked for him to take these barrels.
What's that make him a Talmud Chacham? It makes him a Chosid. That doesn't make him a Talmud Chacham for doing that. He's going lefnei Mishur HaSadin to pay the worker.
It's a Talmud Chacham is mechuyev to do it. That's the nakuda. Ah. Someone who's not a Talmud Chacham is not mechuyev to go ahead and pay him his wage. It's not mechuyev. I don't want to be a Talmud Chacham. I don't want to act like a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham, there's no halacha lefnei Mishur HaSadin. Talmud Chacham is mechuyev to do lefnei Mishur HaSadin. Someone who's not a Talmud Chacham, you can take a choice. Do I want to act today like a Talmud Chacham, or I don't want to act like a Talmud Chacham?
Where are the two Torahs?
I'm sorry?
Where is there a separate Torah, a Talmud Chacham?
Where's the... Oh, very good, Shayim. There's our Shayim. A Talmud Chacham, Shteit Rashi, Lefnim Mishur HaSadin, if you have a child who finds a Veza, you're not allowed to take it away from him. Dark Yisholeh. But if you take it away from him, do you have to give it back? You don't have to give it back. Why are you a Talmud Chacham? And the kid took it. So the Rabbanon, Zochana, the Echeirim, it says it's not as Dakish Shalom. You mechuyev to act like a Lechatchil, like a Lefnei Mishur HaSadin. That's the din of Talmud Chacham, is always mechuyev to act above. That's what we find in Hilchos Dakish Shalom. And the Goyim says, always by Talmud Chacham, Pshat in the Gemara, that's the Chiyuv. It's a Chiyuv, not only a Chiyuv, it's not a Chiyuv of a Chiddush of Hilchos Deis. It's a chiyuv of Hilchas Chosha Mishpat. In Dine Momenes is mechuyev to go ahead and pay. Unbelievable chiddush. Oh, but that's the din. It's a din momoin that is mechuyev to pay. It's not Hilchas Deis. So when you find the Talmud Chacham, what's considered to be a Talmud Chacham? Who can say today is the Talmud Chacham? The level of Talmud Chacham. If you make him a brocha, shecholak kachmosi l'reav, only then he becomes a Talmud Chacham. What happened before you made a brocha? Moshe Shtavuch Zangzunstag told me that he doesn't know if anyone you can make a brocha shachalak kachmas elirev. Doesn't know any shaykh has such a metzias. But lamaisa the pshat is, shoyne mechol mokim v'oin aloi. Shoyne mechol mokim v'oin aloi. Pashtos on Moshe you could make. But I'm telling you, this was his approach in halacha, that shoyne mechol mokim v'oin aloi means to say that he mentioned one of the gdolim that he spoke to Meloni, one of the gdolim of many years ago, that his farm and in this shul and every shul, and he said he spoke to him, and he said in Hilchas Tzitzis, and he wasn't as a claw. He said even him would be a shayla. Shayla b'chol makom ein lalei. Shayla ein lado chashufa. Ma'akaponim afilu masach tekala. But Talmud Chacham, according to let's say the Chazanish held, every ben toira is a Talmud Chacham. Every bochah that's a yeshiva is a Talmud Chacham. Every bochah was licked and learned, and he wants to run his life like his rabbi, as Ishmael Pirshim, from Moshe Rabbeinu, is the Talmud Chacham. And then you take it. Oh, Hashem, Bochem, and Yigalait. The Bem is Tamidei Chachamim. Roshas, Rosh Hanoch. Bem is Tamidei Chachamim. Tamidei Chachamim doesn't mean exactly what your position in which Bezdin you're working, or which yeshiva you're working in. Moshe Feinstein, was the Rebbe in Cheder. Yankov Kamenetsky, Sharon Stern, Zundel Kreuzer, all going in Eilam, all Rebbe's in Cheder. All Rebbe's in Cheder. You could be a going in Eilam and be a Rebbe in Cheder too. It's not a stira to how long your frak is. If it would be according to the long of the length of the frak, I would be the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world. The musig of Talmud Chacham is Mechayev. It's Mechayev. Who enters these dinim? What would be the nafkamina? What would be the nafkamina hilchas mominus? Let's say you have a person who Itake was an elcha person. He sat and learned and he worked elch and he davened elch. And his whole life, already for 50 years, is mamish ashtik talis lovon heiliger tamat chochem yirashamayim abal tzdoke ben aliyah all the miles. One day he decides, that's it, he's giving up. Goes to Miami Beach, giving it all up. Finished. Took off the payas. He left his zeichala. And he has still his kapela, he still goes to Davin. Maybe even has a shir somewhere. But Abba Lapshat is, he's given up the musig of Tamat Chochem, he gave up. He gave it up. His work is now, he's mechuyev to pay them like a Tamat Chochem, lefnei mishur sadim poilin. If they mess up or not. He's living there in Miami Beach again. He's on his yacht. Finished. I'm not. I'm a Talmud Chacham. Look at me. I'm not a Talmud Chacham. I've gone mad in. I gave it all up.
He's a Shagetz.
I gave it all up. Shagetz, you know, Rosh HaTevis. Shainid Gois HaTzadik. How can you be mechayev this person to be a Talmud Chacham? A Tzad HaShaini. Who says that he's not? He doesn't have the din. Choyte Niska, he got off the hook. Who says such a thing? Shteit ha'alocha, kodol godol mechaveiro, yitzo godol mimen. At kedei kach, I heard from my Rosh Shiva, Belibei Vachtvogel, he heard from his father, Nosem Vachtvogel, Leku de Mashgiach, who heard Ishim Piyish, from the altar, that the Goyen said, Neir de Kazach, when he hears his wife's shoes in the next room, it already disturbs him, the eon in learning that he's holding. The Vilna Goyen. Listen to the words of the Vilna Goy. Neir de Kazach. So you have this guy, he's a Talmud Chacham, Yitzra Godel Mimenu. Now he's on the beach, finished. Does it mean that he has the Yitzhahara of one of these guys on the beach? Or does it mean that he has the Yitzhahara of one of these biggest tzaddikim of Kala Godel Mechaveri Yitzra Godel Mimenu? Neir de Kazach, he wanted to say big chiddush. Shono pirish kosher mikulo. Someone that is shono, he is taka tamut chochem. Shono upirish gives it all up. Kosher mikulo. Why is it kosher mikulo? Because he's taka acts like a jerk. He gave it all up, but lemaisa he stayed with the same yitzhara. He doesn't have a pashta yitzhara, a stam surfing. No. He has the yitzhara of taka with the emissar tzuva merabono. That's how he's on this. Neger de kazach. So he's a mechuyev, what's his din now? He's mechuyev to act like a Talmud Chacham over there, or he's mechuyev, or he's able to give it all up. What's the din? Nafkimin, if he comes back, decide, now I want to do tshuva. Again, I'm coming back in Gansen. If he's mechuyev to pay all these people for the past 3-4 years that he went off the D. If he's mechuyev to pay all these Yidin, Momenis, Hilchas Momenis, if they're mechuyev to pay them all. Or now that he was acting like a dossier, he's potter and everything. How do you learn this halacha? Sotum psula edus. If you have a guy with psula edus, he acted like a caliph. Pshutai like a caliph. But once upon a time, he was a tzaddik yisodein with Tamat Chochem. And now he came back. How do you down these halachas? B'shas, when he was a musig of a Tamat Chochem, and then he acted like a caliph, and he was had edus. When you give edus, shtei to Shulchan Aruch, you have to make sure that they didn't know what they're doing. They have to be there safer. The Eidim have to know the Kiyume, the Eidim have to know the Zamire, the Eidim have to know the Kinyan, the Eidim have to know that there's Yichud, the Eidim have to know that there's the Din of a Shavaputa, the Eidim have to know called in Yishus, Hilchas Yishus like upon it, not Stam Eidus. So when you take the Biskrov, Adke Dekach, ask the Blazer Shach, he should be the Eid, Shav Eid Mehuda. So we take Eidim, could be the Apostle, could be the Apostle. How do you judge these Halachas? When do you say on somebody, because he eats in a certain restaurant that's on the street, so he's considered to be doy melakelav, akaponim somuch le doy melakelav, Or maybe a puppy, a kaponim, a safi kedushin. Can you say to Mafreya that she could also marry a kohen to a matter that there's no edus? How far are you going to go when you say this? And there's many, many nidoinim that you could be done. Each and every halacha, what's considered alicha, what's considered ariya, what's considered mevuza, and every place, zog the ksav sofer from the ritva, shitim gresa from the ritva, every place you have to be done. In Yavit state, every shuk is different. So you have to have the more the asra. And that place, and that city that knows the nature of the people, and knows what's considered to be bifneom, what's considered to be mavuza, and to write guidelines, rules and regulations, exactly how, what's considered to be this halacha. So if you find somebody, Baruch Hashem got, till lately, the Rosh Bezdin, the B'chanoi Chayomtoi, Zechoin Levrocha. So I don't know who you're going to ask today, maybe the gates of Rav Abizimim, or all the Tamidei Chachomim of this caliber, to write guidelines. It's a shayla of Kedushin. It's a shayla of Ishus. But if you find the Rav, he tells you, nah, this is the old time school. Then again, don't worry about it. You just go weiter. It has a heksha. The store has a heksha. Don't worry about it. You're covered. Then you should know, Bapashtas, Lechure. He's choylek on a Gemara, on a Rambam, on a Rashi, on Rishonim, Shuchanoch, on Ramo. He's choylek. He could run maybe for Chief Rabbi Avizel, that could be. But Lamaisa the Pshat is, Dine de Gemara, Taira of a Mensha Eidos has to be Roy Lakach, you have to be Mene Yishuv, you have to be Chutam Shulash Lim Meir Inotek. Zashreichem, Chabur Kadisha, that you have the Dargis of Chutam Shulash, the Dargis of Mikro, of Mishnah, of the Acharetz, Nishlok HaSofik, the Baruch Hashem, the Medi Dargis, should bring us weiter. That we should all be kosher le'edus, to give the edus of yoyim shukulei toy, the edus of ayin ba'ayin yiru, b'shuv Hashem tzien. We should all be zoicha kol avrocha semuz b'toyro, and together with Sehat HaDishmaya, the kiyum of the tefillah, a chodosh al tzien toy, v'nizke chulonu m'heir al oira, amin v'amin.
Amen. I'm going to go to the hospital.